Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. The Gospel of John describes the occasion when the risen Lord appeared to the apostles, to Mary Magdalene, and the other disciples. Jesus bore the marks of the crucifixion, but his physical presence filled the hearts of those who saw him with joy and renewed hope. On one of the occasions, the apostle Thomas was missing. The others, who had seen the Lord, told him about the wonderful experience, perhaps because they wanted to pass on to him their same joy. Thomas, however, could not accept the testimony of others. He wanted to see and touch Jesus for himself. And this is what happened a few days later. Jesus appeared again to a group of disciples when Thomas was present. Proclaiming his faith, his total belonging to the risen Lord, Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." This gospel was written after eyewitnesses to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus had died. The transmission of the gospel message to subsequent generations was based on the testimony of those who had received the proclamation firsthand. Herein lies the beginning of the church. The people of God who continued to proclaim the message of Jesus by faithfully transmitting and living his word. We too have met Jesus, the gospel, and the Christian faith through the words and witnesses of others, and we have believed. For this reason, we are blessed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. To live this gospel passage, it is helpful to recall a commentary written in April of 1980 by the foundress of the Focolare, Chiara Lubich. She said, quote, "He wants to confirm in us and in everyone who did not live at the same time as Jesus the belief that we all share the same experience as the apostles. Jesus wants to tell us that we are not at a disadvantage compared with those who actually saw him. The fact is, we have faith, and this is the new way of seeing Jesus. With faith, we can approach him, understand him, meet him in the depths of our heart. With faith, we can discover him when two or more people are united in his name or in the church, which is his continuation. These words of Jesus are an invitation to revive our faith, not to wait for support or signs of progress in our spiritual lives, not to doubt the presence of Christ in our lives and in history, even though he may seem to be far away from us. He wants us to believe in his love, even if we find ourselves in difficult situations or if impossible circumstances prevail upon us." Anne is a young Australian woman who was born with a severe disability. "During my adolescence," she shares, "I wondered why I was still alive, because the burden of my disability was so great. My parents, who lived the Word of Life, always gave me the same answer. Anne, God loves you immensely and has a special plan for you. They helped me avoid being closed in on myself and totally blocked by my physical difficulties. They encouraged me to be the first to love, as God had done with us. I have seen that many situations around me have changed. People have become more open towards me and toward others. My father wrote to me," she said, "a personal message that he told me to open only after his death. He had written just one sentence, 'My night knows no darkness.' This has been my daily experience. Every time I choose to love and serve those around me, there is no more darkness, and I can experience the love that God has for me."